immediately understood the damage of the plan that I am.
The following is the President's speech at Colorado Springs, Monday, September 20th,
1948.
Hello, man. Good luck to you. Let me get out of your mail.
Hello, Governor.
I've been
waiting
around
as well. Hey, my young fellow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my very great honor to present to the citizens of El Paso County the President of the United States of America, the Honorable Harry S. Truman.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be in Colorado Springs again. I've been here on numerous occasions. It's a lovely place, beautifully situated, and you don't dare talk about the climate of Colorado Springs in California, or Florida either for that matter. One of the reasons you are prosperous and happy is because you've learned how to use your resources to the very best advantage, especially your water resources. You know, the Reclamation Act has been on the books for more than 30 years, but nothing much was done about it or the development of this part of the world until in 1932 you elected Franklin D. Roosevelt. Most of you, by 1932, had given up hope. We'll think about going somewhere else, along with the Elkins and other people who were moving around over the country. But much to your satisfaction, you didn't do that. The income of the great state of Colorado was about $350 million. You know what it was last year? It was $1,500,000,000. And that wasn't due to any accident. That was due to the development of the resources of this great state. It's a wonderful thing that has happened to this part of the world in the last decade. And I'm wondering whether you're going to let the present propaganda machine fool you into turning the clock back to 1932 again. I'm very sure you won't do that. If you just study the facts and the figures, you can't do anything else but keep an administration in power that's been trying to do things for this part of the world. Thank you. I made a speech in Denver at noon, in which I made the statement that due to the example of that terrible 80th Republican Congress elected in 1946, I could say definitely that the Republicans are trying to sabotage the West. In 1946, you know, two-thirds of you stayed at home, didn't vote. You wanted to change. Well, you got it. You got the change. You got just exactly what you deserved. If you stay at home on November the 2nd and let this same gang get control of the government, I won't have any sympathy with you. But if you go out for polls on that day and do your duty as you should, I won't have to worry about moving out of the White House. And you won't have to worry about what happens to the welfare of the West. Those two things go together. Now I wonder how you'd like to meet my family. Here comes the boss. And now here comes her boss. I've been most happy today to travel around over Colorado with your Democratic candidate for Congress and your Democratic candidate for the Senate, Ed Johnson, and with your wonderful and able Democratic governor who introduced me up in Denver today. It's been a pleasure to be with those gentlemen. And I want to see Colorado come out of the kinks entirely and send us a Democratic delegation in toto to the Congress.
My little girl brought this up. I don't have any eyes.
It's his daughter.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Anything further here you want to be introduced? All done? All done. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Hey, present and hang. I like your man. God help you.